Good morning. I'm Holly Mueller. Welcome to a monthly update of What's New in Town here on CIDI 99.1 FM. Today, we are going to talk with Ghislain Forcier. Monsieur Forcier is the communications manager for the town of Brome Lake. To begin, could you share a little bit about yourself and your role with the town?
Yeah, I'm the communications manager at the town of Brome Lake. I have this job since 1.5 years, since March 2018. And I really like the town, the spirit in here. And there's a lot of things to put in place, and it's a great challenge.
That's great to hear. It's a wonderful town, if I say so myself. So let's jump right in and handle probably the most pressing question on everybody's mind: last week's catastrophic windstorm.
Yeah, we had a lot of wind. Our area was one of the most affected by the winds and the rain and everything. So it was a couple of days. They were charged, and there was a lot of work and. And everything, and I think it went well malgré tout ce qui s'est passé. I think it went pretty well. Our teams had worked relentlessly to repair the damages and clean the trees and the roads and everything.
Being a resident of the town, I was impressed with the speed that action was taken, so that was very appreciated by myself for sure. But are there still homes and businesses without electricity?
Well, I checked this morning, there were only five. I think with the snow, there's a bit more because of the weight of the snow on the branches and everything maybe caused some power outage. But I think it's like hundreds of residents that are out of power as we speak.
Oh, that's very good, with the snow coming at a very inconvenient time, I'd have to say. How about the cleanup? Is it progressing well?
Yeah, it is progressing well. Our teams have worked hard during the last couple of days. And like I said, the streets and the roads are almost all accessible, except the Fulford Road, where the culvert was washed up by the rain. And this could take a couple of weeks before it reopened between Brome and Papineau. But for every other roads and streets, it's clear. So,
Okay, so lots of hard work and time went into this cleanup for sure. But being a resident, it's often kind of, I don't know, hard when I see my electricity is out, I'm disappointed, the roads are washed away. But could you explain to me, for a natural disaster such as last week's storm, what is the town's emergency action plan?
Yeah, we just updated our emergency action plan, and we were able to test it, and it went well. We have a pre-alert state, if I can say. So every teams are on the alert state. And then we had the meeting, pre-alert meeting also. And so what we do in the pre-alert meeting is addressing the situation, preparing for the worst, because sometimes there's a lot of rain on the forecast, but it doesn't get concrete, so the rain doesn't fall as much as it is forecasted. So we prepared, we talk a lot, we communicate between services, and then when if I can say the worst is happening, so like we did in the last few days, then every team's enter into actions. They do all their work. On my part, I have to communicate the most, as much info as I have, as soon as I have, as I receive the info. So, and after that, we enter in the more rétablissement, more phase, and then we debrief also on the operations. So that's pretty much it.
So how do you alert the residents about these different things that are happening? Is it through Facebook, the radio, Tempo, website?
Yeah. We have a Facebook page, an official Facebook page. It's called the Ville de Lac-Brome. If you go on Facebook and type Ville de Lac-Brome on the search bar, and we used our Facebook page, also our website. So the media picked the info. So a lot of media published, like radios or newspapers, and even TVs. So they relayed. Ils ont relayé cette information-là. So also a special newsletter. We sent a newsletter, and we always hope that the person who receives the newsletters and know that they have some closed ones in maybe a bad situation, or they can alert them and verify if they are okay, if everything is okay for a couple of days. So
right, that's very important. Could you say the town learned any lessons from this event of what to do better for the next time it happens?
Well, we were able to test our plan, our updates, our updated plan. It went really well. So that's one lesson we can learn. There's always some maybe little details we can do better. But for the most part, I think it went really well with what we had as a plan.
Right. I'd have to say I was very well informed. I had the time to prepare my house and myself for the storm coming. So that was very appreciated, definitely. Yeah. Any other news, events, or disturbances that are happening in the area of Lac Brome or the surrounding region?
Yeah, sure. Last month, there was the installation of the Trestle Cove footbridges that generated a lot of good comments in the population. So they are still not accessible. So, but it will be in the couple of next weeks. Also, we installed a glass recycling bin in the IGA parking. There's a lot of bottles already in there. So, we're really proud of this. And there will be a new public alert system soon. That was already in our plans to change the way we could inform the citizens in case of emergencies, blocked street, boiling water, things like that. So we will put this in place in the couple of next weeks. And we ask our citizens to watch our Facebook page and website for all the details.
With the new Trestle Cove bridge that attaches the path on the lake, does that mean the path goes all the way around the entire Lac Brome?
No, not all the way around, but it crosses many sectors, many areas like Foster and Knowlton. It creates a path of 12.6 kilometers long, so it connects every trails we had, so in one long trails, if I can say.
Right, that's a pretty substantial upgrade, I'd have to say. And for the glass recycling, does that mean that now in Lac Brome we do all the recycling, or do you ship off the glass to another township?
We ship the glass to another town in Longueuil, and they transform your wine bottles, pot maçon, and things like that. But it is still possible to put your glass in your blue bin, so it's still working that way, but we offer our citizens another way to make sure the glass is recycled.
You just answered my next question, if I could still put it in my blue bin, because
that's
very convenient, I would have to say, for sure. With the new communication service that you're offering to the citizens, will we ever receive a text message on our phone of an event coming up or something?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you'll be able to give your cell phone number, and you have the possibility to choose to receive a text message and also a phone call, even an email. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're reaching the citizens in every way possible.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's the goal, to be able to inform most of our citizens in the quickest time, if I can say.
Well, I would like to thank you on behalf of the radio station and our listeners for all your work as the communications manager, because it's extremely important in a town like this. And we appreciate all the work you have done over the last week and the year and a half that you have been here. So thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for receiving me.
Thank you.